今天讲到的经文取自于马太福音三章十三到十七节。The scripture passage for today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. I will first read it in Chinese, followed by the English. 请听神的话语，马太福音三章十三到十七节。十三节，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦他，说：我当受你的洗，你犯倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说：你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说：这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you, do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. 今天本堂青少年崇拜牧者张家凤传道会宣讲主道，他的题目是《当天开了》。朱小韵执事将为我们翻译成华语，请我们谦卑领受。We are glad to have our youth pastor, Pastor Jia Feng, to minister to us from, in the Word of the God. Her sermon is titled When the Heavens Are Opened. Deaconess Wendy Chu will interpret for us in Chinese. Let us humble our hearts to receive God's Word. Jia Feng 传道请 Pastor Jia Feng, please.
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
大家下弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好。
I don't hear any response.
Yay! Hi. Okay. So to begin with, let's watch a video clip first. 那在我们开始之前，我们先看一段小短短的视频。
Can I have my slides? Oh yes. Okay. Okay. Let's watch this.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But what if there's no water?
This is an old, dry riverbed. We're gonna dig a hole here and fetch water from that mountain.
After this tribe gave their lives to Jesus and were going through the scriptures and we got to the part about water baptism, they wanted to be water baptized and nothing was gonna stop us.So we took turns digging a hole and then we fetched water all night long. We had to carry water more than 2 miles away. Bucket by bucket, we were ready for water baptism. And these people were so excited. You could feel the presence of the Lord. And then they go into the water. Water in these areas is so hard to come by. Sometimes you have to dig down to 10 feet just to get water. Wow. That is the first time this tribe has ever even seen someone be submerged.
Aren't we thankful that we don't have to go through this for today's baptism?
大家是不是很感动？我们不需要这样才能够进行今天的洗礼。
I don't know how you feel after you watch this.
不知道你们看了这段视频之后有什么感受
？I feel very touched after I watch this.
我自己呢就觉得很感动。
I'm very touched because these brothers and sisters they were really serious about baptism.
因为看得出他们真的对洗礼这件事情是很认真。
And of course, equally, I'm thankful for the 15 brothers and sisters who have made this important decision to be baptized later on.
那今天呢，我同样为到今天要受洗的15位弟兄姐妹呢，感到非常的感恩。
I'm just so excited.
也很兴奋。
Okay, so our brothers and sisters here, they have made the important decision of following what Jesus did.
那这些今天要受洗的15位弟兄姐妹呢，他们要效仿耶稣去做耶稣所做的。
Because we were told that Jesus, he himself got baptized 2,000 years ago.
因为我们知道耶稣基督他自己也受洗在2000年前。
So what happened after Jesus got baptized?
那耶稣受洗之后呢，发生什么事情呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that the heavens were opened after his baptism.
圣经告诉我们，当那时候天开了。
And what does it mean when the heavens were opened?
那天为他开了是什么意思呢？
Can you actually imagine how could the heavens be opened?
你可以想象天是怎么为他而开呢？
And in fact, Mark, he actually said that the heavens being torn open. Can you imagine that?
那其实呢，马可在他的记录那里是写天裂开了。
Wow, so this is something that's really unusual.
所以这件事情是很特别的一件事情。
So while we're listening to the word of God, I want you to actually ponder on these two questions.
那在我们思想神的话语的时候，在听神的话语的时候，我们也希望你可以思想这两个问题。
So firstly, is what is the significance of the heavens being open?
那天开了是什么？有什么意义呢？有什么这么重要呢？
And second question is how should I actually respond?
第二就是我应该怎么去回应神，回应上帝。
Yes, I'm going to give you the answer for the first question.
那我先给你第一题的答案。
So, when the heavens were opened,
那当天开的时候，
it actually means that hope is offered.
那就是盼望来到。
What kind of hope is that?
那是什么样的盼望呢？
Well, this hope can only be found in Jesus Christ himself.
这是一份只能在耶稣那里找到的盼望。
It's the hope of salvation.
就是拯救的盼望。
And we read that in Matthew chapter 3, 16, verse 16.
那我们知道在马太福音的第三章第十六节的那里说到。
This is the first thing that happened when Jesus was baptized.
耶稣受洗之后呢，这是第一件发生的事情。
So what happened was the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him.
就是天为他开了，他看到神的灵好像鸽子降下来，落在他身上。
This is first thing that actually happened.
这是发生的第一件事情。
And secondly,
第二呢？
There was a voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased."
有声音从天上下来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And let's take note of this. What happened after Jesus' baptism?
那我们先注意一下，那耶稣受洗之后发生什么事情？
We see that God, Jesus, and God, Holy Spirit, and God the Father.They were all present during Jesus' baptism.
那我们看到呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵都参与在其中。
And we see that John the Baptist, he actually bore witness, and he said, "I saw the Spirit descended from heaven onto Jesus."
那约翰呢，也做见证说，我曾看见圣灵好像鸽子从天上降下来。
And that is why I am sure this is he.This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
所以他很清楚知道这是用圣灵施洗的。
He is very sure that Jesus is the one who is going to baptize with Holy Spirit.
所以他很清楚知道耶稣是用圣灵施洗的。
And who is Jesus?
那谁是耶稣呢？
This is the Son of God.
他就是神的儿子。
And this is also prophesied in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2.
那在以赛亚书呢，也有这么去记载。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Question. There's a question.
那就有一个问题了。
So why is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, need to go through baptism?
那为什么神的儿子耶稣基督需要受洗呢？
And this is exactly the question of John the Baptist.
那就是施洗约翰的问题。
Now, when Jesus went to him to be baptized,
那当耶稣来到施洗约翰面前要受洗的时候，
John was trying to stop him.
他想阻止他。
And John said, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?"
他说我应该受你的洗，你却到我这里来吗？
Why did John say that?
为什么约翰会这么说呢？
Because John's baptism is for repentance.
因为呢，施洗约翰的施洗是为了悔改。
And Jesus need not repent.
但是耶稣是无罪的。
Because he has no sin, so he doesn't need to repent at all.
因为他是没有罪的，所以他不需要去悔改。
And that is why, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 31, John said this. Paul said this.
那所以在哥林多前后书，保罗这么说。
Jesus has no sin.
耶稣是无罪的。
Okay, so after John the Baptist tried to stop Jesus from getting baptized.
那施洗约翰尝试去阻止耶稣去受洗的时候
，Jesus answered him.
耶稣就这么回答
：“Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
暂且这样做吧，我们理当这样履行全部的义。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Okay, it actually means let it be so now, for it is proper. It is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness.
暂且容许这样做吧，因为我们这样做已尽全部的义是合宜的。
It means it is the will of God for me, Jesus, to be baptized by you, John. It is the right thing to do.
我来接受你为我施洗是神的旨意，这是对的。
Do you understand?
明白，能明白吗
？Maybe not quite, right?
也很难明白吧。
Okay, so basically, it means by getting baptized.Jesus identifies with us the sinful people he came to save.
那就是说呢，借着受洗，耶稣表示与我们这些他来拯救的罪人，他是有一份的认同。
Not long ago, like 3 weeks ago, me and my husband Joshua, we went to visit our son who was in Philippines then, doing his internship.
那大概三个礼拜前呢，我和我先生呢就到菲律宾那里去看我在那里做实习的儿子。
Okay, and we went to this island to have some time together.
那我们就一起到了一个小岛。
My son loves surfing.
那我的儿子呢就很喜欢
冲浪。
冲浪。
And for his sake, 为了他I did something like great, I think.
那就为了我的儿子呢，我就做了一件我没有想象我会做的事情。
So me and my husband Joshua, we signed up.For this beginner's course, like for surfing.
那我们呢就参，我跟我先生呢就参加了一个冲浪的基础课程。
Okay, we are not in this video. Okay.
我们不在这里哦。
I just want to show you how was it like when. Okay, how many of you can do surfing?
有几当中有几个人是晓得冲浪的？
有没有？没有。
有尝试过吗？
这样很好，我们大家都一样。Okay, so I just want to show you how was it like to do surfing.
那我就让你看一下冲浪是怎样的。
And this video was taken like that day by Joshua.
那这是我儿子录的。
不是我老公。
那是我先生录的一段视频。
Okay, I want you to see how the waves were like.
那让你看看当时的浪是怎样的。
Okay, so focus on the waves, okay? And you were supposed to be...like on the board and you should be going like this in the sea for the course it actually was 2 hours
那个课程呢大概就是两个小时
and you know what happened to me
那你知道我发生什么事情了吗
after like 1 hour
那过了一个小时
I went like this
我就这样了
I'm a person who I'm someone who gets get this motion sickness easily.
我会很容易晕船。
It's really for the sake of my dear son Nathan.
真的是为了我的儿子。
Yep, and I vomited after like 1 hour.
过了一个小时，我呕吐。
and after that, when I came back, right, I shared this with some of the youth.
那我回来之后，我就跟一些青少年去分享这个故事。
And when I shared this, right, wow, someone really go like, I know, right? I also know how it was like, you know, when you have this sickness.
他们很多人都有这一份的认同。
只有一个。
他们有一个有认同。
Okay, my dear friend Joanna, are you here? I asked her for permission. She's not here. Okay. So Joanna was like, I also, I know, I understand.
那其中一位青少年呢，他就很认同。
Yeah, so we identify with each other.
我们可以彼此认同。
And I went like, you know, I felt like I was such a burden, you know.
那我觉得我是一个很大的负担。
And she went like, yeah, I feel so bad whenever I have this motion sickness, and everybody has to like stop the activity for my sake.
那这位青少年呢也说，是的，如果看到大家都为了我去停止他们的活动，我也觉得很不好意思。
So we identify with each other.
我们就能有这份的认同。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
We can't help each other.
我们不能够帮。
We both have the same problem, right?
我们都有同样的问题。
But what is different about Jesus is?
但是耶稣有什么不同呢？
He identifies with us.
他可以去和认同我们。
But he can help us as well.
但是他能够帮助我们。
Well, the author of book of Hebrews said, our Lord, he sympathized with our weaknesses.
那在希伯来书那里说到，他同情我们的软弱。
One who in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
他在各方面和我们一样，也被受试探，但是他是没有犯罪的。
And this British Bible scholar, Morgan, he said in his understanding of the baptism of Jesus.
那这位在英国的圣经学者呢，他就这么说。
I think it's very helpful.
他有这一份的理解。
He says, in that hour during the baptism of Jesus, Jesus, he repented. He confessed sins.
那在耶稣受洗的那一刻呢，他悔改了，他认了罪。
But, friend, but the repentance was not for himself. The sins were not his own.
但那悔改并不是为他自己，那些罪是，
抱歉。不是他自己的，
不是他自己的，是为了
别人的。In that hour, he identified himself with the multitudes who had been thronging out to baptism.
在那一刻，他与一群涌向洗礼的人认同了。
Identified himself with them in a consciousness of sin, in repentance for it, in confession of it.
在罪的意识中与他们认同，在悔改中与他们认同，在认罪当中与他们认同。
We come back to this verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21.
那么我们回到哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
Paul says, "For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God."
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
What does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
To put it simply,
简单来说，
God sees our sin as though it is the sin of Jesus.
那神呢，将我们的罪呢，就变成是耶稣基督的，
看为
耶稣基督的罪。
And God sees the righteousness of Jesus as if it is our righteousness.
他也将耶稣基督的义呢，看为我们的义。
You get it?
明白吗？
And so we are seen as righteous because we are in Jesus.
我们可以因为耶稣基督的缘故而称义。
So God sees us as righteous because of Jesus.
那神将我们看为义的是因为有耶稣。
Now, friend, this is really something great. It's the greatest hope in our life.
那这是最大最好的盼望。
And this is really God's grace for us.
是神给我们的恩典。
Now, in John chapter 1, verse 51, it says here,
那在约翰福音第一章第五十一节。
Well, this is when Jesus was calling Nathanael to be his disciple.
那当时他就在呼召门徒。
And he says, well, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
他就说，我实实在在的告诉你，你们要看见天开了，他的众使者在人子的身上上去下来。
这是耶稣对拿但业说的话。So what happened was, when Jesus said this, I believe you recall a scene in Genesis chapter 28.
相信大家看到这段经文的时候，也会想起在创世纪第二十八章的一段经文。
So Jacob he dreamed, right? He had a dream.
就雅各他做梦。
He dreamt about the angels coming up and down on this heavenly ladder, right?
就梦见天使他们在一个天梯上上来下去。
Okay, so over here Jesus is saying, well, I am actually the link between heaven and earth.
就在这里，耶稣就是讲说他是天和地的一个连接。
Not just the one between God and Jacob, but is the one between God and all human beings.
不只是雅各和神的一段的 那个连接，而是神和所有人的一个连接。
So friends, when the heavens were opened,
那天开了，
hope is offered in Jesus,
就在耶稣里面盼望就来到。
How should we respond then?
那我们要怎样去回应呢？
Well, another H and another O for you, right? We should hold on to it, and that it can actually refer to Jesus himself. We should hold on to Jesus.
那我们就应该紧紧地抓住，是抓紧耶稣。
And this verse should be very familiar with at least the youths who have gone through the baptism class.
那相信对已经经历过洗礼班的青少年来讲，这段经文应该很熟悉。
If they don't know this, they can't be sitting here. I fail them.
如果你不知道这段经文的话呢，那
他们就会不及格了。对了。Okay, so it says here, Paul says, right? It is for by grace you have been saved through faith.
因为你们得救是靠着恩典。
I'm going to explain this with another example of my own story. Yeah.
那我也想要跟大家分享我的一个故事。
Same thing that happened in Philippines trip.
也是在那时去菲律宾的旅程的时候。
So I already shared one weakness of myself. Okay, I'm going to share the second weakness.
那我就跟大家分享我第二个弱点。
Okay, so you see this picture beautiful, right?
看到这张照片很美，对吧？
You know, I actually forced out a smile for this picture.
我是很勉强的在笑。
You know actually what happened?
知道发生什么事情吗？
Well, we are in this cave, right? And the water, I don't know whether you can figure out, it was deep.
那我们在这个山洞里面，那
对
那时的水呢是很深的。
And as you can see, I am short.
那你看得出我其实很矮。
And some of you might go, then just swim lah, tread water lah.
那你就游泳啊。
I'm a lousy swimmer.
但是我游泳也不是很好。
I can swim though.
我可以游泳。
Very basic one.
很基本，很基本的。
The funny thing is, I can't tread water.
但是我不会踩水。
Yeah, and then I panic easily.
那我很紧张。
So just now, Reverend Luke, when you were asking, where's Reverend Luke? You were asking the baptism candidates, who is fearful of water? I almost want to put up my hand, you know.
刚才呢，陆牧师他问将受洗的弟兄姐妹，你有人怕水吗？我差点想举手。
I get panicked when I see like deep water.
看到很深的水的时候，我是很怕的。
And I almost drowning.
那我差点要沉进去了，溺水了。
对对。And what actually happened?
那发生什么事情呢？
Someone came to my rescue.
有人就来拯救我。
Who's that hero?
是谁呢？
Oh, he's my husband.
就是我老公，我先生。
I actually want to put the Superman face on his face, but So he came to my rescue.
那我的先生就拯救了我。
He knows I can't tread water.
他就帮忙我，因为他知道我不能够踩水。
And he just asked me to like hold on to him.
他就叫我扶着他，抓着他。
Hey, where's my picture? My picture gone already. My picture very important. I want to show you. Like, I was holding on to him. If you could see,
那你在照片那里是看得到，我是紧紧的抓着他。
You know, all I need to do was just to hold on to him.
我所需要做的就是抓紧。
Because I can't swim, I can't tread water.
因为我不会踩水。
And this is exactly what God is telling us.
那这就是耶稣神要告我们知道的。
In fact, we are all drowning, friends.
其实我们都在溺水当中。
Because God tells us we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And what's waiting for us is eternal death.
那所以死亡在等。
We can't save ourselves.
我们是不能够救自己。
Not by deeds.
我们不能够做些什么去救自己。
It's all by God's grace.
都是靠着神的恩典。
But we have to believe.
但是我们需要相信。
I believe my husband can save me.
我相信我的先生能够帮忙我救我。
And I just held on to him.
所以我就紧紧地抓着他。
This is exactly what we need to do, friends.
这就是我们所需要做的。
And Billy Graham, he said this.
那格培里就这么说。
For the believer, there is hope beyond the grave because Jesus Christ has opened the door to heaven for us by his death and resurrection.
对信徒来说，死后却有盼望，因为耶稣基督借着他的死亡和复活，为我们打通了通往天堂的大门。
And friends, this is really an invitation for you if you have not come to know Jesus as a Lord and Savior.
所以，朋友们，我邀请你去认识我们的信仰，我们的基督。
All you need to do is to believe in Jesus.
你所需要做的就是相信基督。
All you need to do is to receive him as your Lord and Savior.
去接受他为你的个人救主。
Well, we move on to what happened. The second thing that happened after Jesus was baptized.
那发耶稣基督受洗之后发生的第二件事情是什么呢？
A voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
就有声音从天上下来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
I don't know if any of you can actually recall. There's another passage in the Bible that similar things happen, right?
不知道大家记不记得，在圣经的另一处也有相类似的事情发生。
Hello, youths, you remember? I preached on this before. Shout out. When was it?
这就考考青少年了。
Come on, when Jesus was? Oh my goodness. Okay, when he was transfigured, right?登山变相的时候。So what actually happened was the same thing happened. So God, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
那当时呢，他也他登山变相的时候呢，也有说到，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is just like what's been said in Psalm 2:7. You are my son.
就在诗篇里面第二章第七节也有说到，你是我的儿子。
And over here we see that God says that this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased.
这边说到这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
And God the Father is well pleased with who Jesus is and what he has been what he has done on earth.
我们的天父他也很喜悦耶稣在地上所做的一切。
And you know what? Jesus is not just Son of God.
那你知道吗？耶稣不只是神的儿子。
He is also the servant of God.
他也是神的仆人。
And Isaiah 42:1 said, "Behold, my servant; I have put my spirit upon him."
那在以赛亚书第四十二节那里也章那里也说到，这是我的仆人。我已将我的灵赐给他。
Can you imagine Jesus? He came as a man, and he's a servant of God.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣为我们道成肉身，成为人的样式，成为仆人。
And in Philippians chapter 2:8, it says that he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on cross.
而在腓立比书那里说到，既然有人的样子，就自甘。卑微，顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
Jesus is humble and he's obedient to his Father.
他愿意谦卑，他愿意顺服。
And friends, when the heavens were opened and we understand that hope is offered in Jesus,
那当天开的时候，盼望在耶稣里来到了。
And our response is to hold on to Jesus.
那我们所需要做的就是去抓紧。
Let's not just hold on to God's promises.
那我们不要只是抓紧神的应许。
We all love promises, right?
我们都很喜欢应许。
But let's also hold on to God's will.
但是让我们也去遵行抓紧神的旨意。
Let's also hold on to God's commandments.
我们也去遵行抓紧他的诫命。
So, over here in Matthew chapter 3:11-12 tells us.
那在马太福音第三章第十一到十二节那里说到
，This is said by John the Baptist himself.
这是施洗约翰所说的。
He said Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他说到耶稣要用圣灵和火给你们施洗。
At the point of time when we come to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
当我们接触耶稣基督为我们的个人救主的时候
，The Bible says Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣经说到圣灵就在我们当中
forever and ever
就永远在我们当中
eternally
永永远远
and Jesus he will also cleanse us his followers
他也会洁净我们
and friends let's remember the Holy Spirit is in us
所以在弟兄姐妹记得圣灵在我们里面
now let me ask you so what actually happened after the baptism of Jesus?
所以耶稣受洗之后发生什么事情
？What happened? Youths, do you remember?
大家记得吗？
尤其是年轻人 ，I preach on this before also. He was led to somewhere to do what? To be what? to be tempted, right?
他被领到旷野当中被
受试探。Yes, and you know what? Jesus, he though tempted, but he did not sin.
虽然他受试探，但是他没有犯罪。
We see that after his baptism, Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit. He's empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
And after that, he was tempted.
但是他受试探。
And after that, he just went to do his public ministry on earth.
然后他就开始他的事工，他在地上事工。
He preached the word of God.
他去宣扬神的话。
He did healing.
他去医治。
Miracles. He performed miracles.
行奇迹。
行神迹。Don't forget that Jesus is 100% man as well.
耶稣也是100%的人。
He needed strength.
他也需要力量。
To overcome all the challenges that he faced daily.
去胜过他面临的一些挑战。
And we read that Jesus is empowered by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道耶稣是受圣灵去得到圣灵的帮助。
We as Jesus's followers,
我们作为耶稣的跟随者,
we need to depend on the Holy Spirit as well.
我们也要依靠着圣灵的带领。
Paul says in Romans chapter 6 verse 4,
那在保罗罗马书那里保罗说
We were buried therefore with him, Jesus, by baptism into death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死。
In order that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father,
像基督借着父的荣耀从死人中复活一样。
We too might walk in newness of life.
那我们同样可以过着新生命的生活。
So our dear baptism candidates,
所以我们的将要受洗的新仆。
So later on, when you go into the water,
那当你们进入水里的时候
you know you are buried with Jesus.
你知道你是跟耶稣一起同葬。
Your old life has been buried.
你的旧的生活已经被埋葬了。
And when you come out from the water,
当你从水里出来的时候
it symbolizes that you have a new life.
象征着你有新的生命。
As if you have resurrected together with Jesus.
像神的有神的有耶稣的荣耀一样去从死人中复活。
And Paul says we have to walk in newness of life.
而保罗也说到我们要过着新生命的生活。
How do we do that?
那我们要怎么做到呢？
We have to rely on God and depend on the Holy Spirit.
我们要依靠神，靠着圣灵的带领。
And I have the permission to share the testimony of one of our youths today who will be getting baptized later on.
那我有我想分享一位青少年的一个见证。
I think I'm very touched after reading this.
我读了之后很感动。
This is from a portion of his testimony.
这是他的见证的一部分。
It actually encouraged us how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
也是鼓励我们怎样去被圣灵充满。
He says the decision to fully entrust myself into the hands of Jesus was a gradual across the span of realization I had.
那我决定呢，要将自己交托给耶稣的一个决定呢，是一个慢慢发生的一个过程。
The blurriness of the transition makes it hard to pinpoint any drastic changes in my day-to-day living, but a certain markers.
那这个过程呢，它的转变是很模糊的，所以我很难说出生命中有哪一些很明显的变化，但是一定有一些的指标。
I began studying my Bible at least once a day to allow for room for God to speak to me if He wills.
我开始每天至少读一次圣经，让神可以与我说话。
As well as reconnect with and be filled by Him on a daily basis.
也每天与他重新去连接，被他充满。
I prayed to live like Jesus and tried my best to hear the Holy Spirit.
我祷告，希望能够活得像耶稣一样，能够尽力听从圣灵的带领。
There are rougher and smoother times in my relationship with God, even in this relatively short period.
即使在这段时间虽然不算长，但是我和神的关系也有起有落的时候。
But I still pray that God will guide my every step.
但我还是一直祷告，希望神能引导我们走每一步。
And I will be His hands and feet to those around me.
而我也能够成为他在人群当中的手和脚。
Friends, there's nothing special.
这没有什么很特别的。
it's all the same old things that we hear like every single Sunday.
这些可能就是我们每个星期天都会听到的一些话。
We need to intentionally spend time with God.
我们需要刻意去策划一些时间去和神去有连接。
We need to read His word.
我们需要去读神的话语。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
圣灵已经在我们里面。
But we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning we need to draw close to Him daily.
我们需要每天去亲近上帝，去接受圣灵充满，让圣灵充满我们。
So here are a few reflection questions for us.
那这里有一些反思的问题。
Question one: If you're not a Christian yet, ask yourself: Have I fully, truly found hope in Jesus?
如果还不是基督徒的，你可以想想，我是否真的在耶稣里找到了盼望。
And question two: What areas of my life have I not yet surrendered to God?
那第二呢？我们可以想想，我们生命中有哪些部分还没完全降服于神。
My dear brothers and sisters, what are some of the areas that you are still not willing to let God take charge of?
弟兄姐妹，你有什么生命中有什么部分是还没有放手让神去掌管的呢？
Let's follow the example of Jesus to be submissive to God.
那让我们学习耶稣的榜样，去降服于神。
And last question is, am I spending time with God so that I may be filled with the Holy Spirit and empowered to walk in the newness of life?
那第三，我是否有花时间亲近神，使我能被圣灵充满，以得着能力行在新生命中？
Let's come to the Lord and spend like half a minute to reflect on His words, and then I will close in prayer.
那我们花一点时间去在主面前去思想反省。
Father God, we come before you, give you thanks for your wonderful word. Once again, Lord, we ask that you help us. You help us to respond to you, Lord, to help us to come to you and receive your grace for us. Help us, Lord, to follow you. Help us, Lord, to cling on to you, not just on your promises, but help us, Lord, to hold on to your will, to your commandments. Help us, Lord, to be able to draw close to you so that we'll be able to live a life that brings glory to you. And Father God, we want to pray for our friends here who have not come to know you yet. We pray that, Lord, you speak to them in your own ways, that they too will come to you and receive your grace, receive you as their Lord and Savior. And we give you thanks, Lord, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.